You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Are you frustrated and confused about how to attract new clients? Nothing you have done is working, and you're tired of waiting for the phone to ring. Imagine learning the tips and tools that will help you get noticed and booked by your ideal client, and paid what you're worth for your amazing services. Now's the time to make your dream a reality, and the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will teach you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Hi everyone, this is Anne-Marie and welcome to another show. Do you ever look in the mirror and wish you could lose a few of those extra kilos, or maybe even a few more? Yet despite the best of intentions to exercise regularly and eat the right food, within a short amount of time you're back following the same old bad habits. Well, you're in for a treat if you've answered yes, because my guest is Leanne Scalavonitis, who has over 23 years of experience as an online fitness expert, group fitness instructor and personal trainer, and she's now running a very successful home-based business. She's going to share how you can learn to obtain a healthy lifestyle, the keys to living longer and feeling better and fitter, and how to lose the weight that's holding you back from your healthy lifestyle, and lots more. So let's welcome her to the show. Welcome, Leanne.
Thank you, Anna-Marie. It's really good to be here and be able to chat with you today.
Yeah. Look, I love this topic that we're going to talk about today. And I know that for ambitious entrepreneurs, running a business, a small business, particularly solopreneurs, there's lots of things to do. Lots of, you know, accounting, bookkeeping, marketing, working with clients. And if we're not maintaining a healthy lifestyle, it can be very difficult for us to maintain our productivity and our efficiency. Now, I know that you want to share with us three things that you can tell our listeners what they can do in the next half hour to start having a healthy lifestyle. So what would point number one be?
Well, I think the most important thing is to make a mental decision that you actually want to get to feel a bit fitter and healthier and have more energy, or whatever it may be in your, whatever you're doing in your business. Because if you haven't got the energy to get up and do what you want for the day, then of course by the afternoon you're already starting to flag. So I think the best thing is to actually sit down, take a breath and decide, well, what are the 10 reasons that I need to do that I can look at now to help and want me to be healthy? So for you, for any person, it might be, well, maybe I need to have a little bit extra sleep. I might need to drink more water during the day. So it's just writing down about 10 things that you know straight away that you could make changes to so that you can start to feel a little bit healthier.
Yeah, I think that's so important, though. As you said, the mindset, the mental around that is to make that decision. And once you do that and you recognize just how important it is, that can be what really holds the strength, doesn't it? So when you get a little bit tired or whatever, you go back to those 10 things and you think, you know what, I made a commitment to myself. So that's really important. What would
the other... I was just going to say, have them up, put them up somewhere, whether it be in and around where your computer or wherever you're based on in your day, and just look at them and go, right, no, I'm going to just see and tick off what you actually do achieve for the day. And then you feel like you're achieving. You might have only done 3 or 4 of them, but if you do a little or few of them each day, you're making small steps, which is worthwhile.
Yeah. And I think when you're doing something like this, it really is changing habits and creating better habits. So having that reminder there right in front of you is fantastic, because as you're starting to make those changes initially, you need to remind yourself, don't you? Have a bit more water, have a break if you're on the computer. I know that that's something that often I'll forget, and then it's not till my shoulders start aching that you think, oh, I forgot to take a break, which is often a little bit too late. So put those 10 reasons up on your wall to continue reminding yourself. Love that point. What's another point you want to share?
Yes, Anne-Marie, I've got another really good one, and it's an easy one, but sometimes it's hard. It's an easy to look at, but sometimes hard to do, and that is to cut down on sugar. I think we all have it somewhere throughout our day, and even it's always nice to even write down, well, what am I actually eating for the day? And if you're having honey on your toast in the morning, you've already started with a bit of a sugar high already. And even just the small little things on cutting down any of these extra bits of sugar will be of help, because you end up obviously heading up on a bit of a sugar high, and then you're working feverishly away, and then all of a sudden down you go on the sugar levels and you crave it more, and then you want to head back up again. So you're basically riding a bit of a roller coaster for the day.
Yeah. You know, I don't think that many of our listeners, and I know myself, and especially my husband too, we're not aware of just how much sugar is in the most common things that we eat. And when we write it down and we add it up at the end of the day, we can really be quite surprised, horrified actually, at the amount of sugar that we take in. Can you just give a couple of examples of things that we may be eating and not even realizing just how high they are in sugar?
Yeah, look, things even such as eating too much fruit, if you're eating at least 6 pieces a day, if you're not burning off sugar, we think, oh, well, that's a good thing. But even only a few pieces of sugar a day of fruit is all you need. Yeah. If you're heading up into 6 and more, we tend to eat more fruits in summer, but they do convert, they are sugars, which are good for us. But again, if we're not burning off, they will start to add on as calories and starting to add weight on and things like that.
Yeah. You know, another thing that I didn't realise till someone pointed it out, we go to breakfast networking meetings, don't we? We like to meet new people and potential clients. And what do they serve? Coffees, teas, and fruit juice. And if you've got a jug of fruit juice sitting in front of you, whether it be orange, apple, whatever it may be, you think, oh, well, this is healthy, freshly squeezed. But if we were actually to calculate how much sugar is in that orange or whatever fruit juice we're drinking, it really does add up, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I think the other misconception is that, okay, people say, even your lollies that have no sugars in them, but there's no calories in them. Yes, there's some sugar in them, but ultimately, it's not healthy for your body. Energy levels, again, will go on that roller coaster ride. And I guarantee you that if you're trying to lose a couple of kilos or just make a bit of a start, if you're looking to drop a little bit of weight, if you cut down on your sugars, you will start to lose weight without even trying too hard.
I know. I can't remember what show I watched the other day, but it was about a guy who said, you know what I did? I just changed my habits. And the point that you made, I cut down on my sugar and the kilos just dropped off him. So just by taking that positive step will certainly make a significant difference as well. So you had one more thing that we could start doing in the next half hour to have a healthy lifestyle?
Yes, and this is the easiest one to do, but it is actually, if you've got any soft drink in your fridge, go to it and pour it all down the sink. So, and I mean, I hate to say, but we all know the Coke word, and whether it's Coke Zero, Diet Coke, or anything related around it, I've actually had quite a few clients where one had a case of kidney stones, and which they've actually attributed to he drank a lot of, I know, as much and all as we try and get him to cut back. Yes, that's what they were drinking. Yeah, some really, really bad things going on within your body with, unfortunately, all those soft drinks out there.
Yeah. So even the ones that like Coke Zero and the ones that claim to be sugar-free, they're really not healthy for us if we're trying to change and have a healthy lifestyle, are they?
Not at all. There was actually a recent thing just in The Age where they had two ladies, different cases entirely from New Zealand. One lady over time put 100 kilos on just through her main. She was basically drinking, her main biggest thing was 18 litres of Coke a day, which is just phenomenal. But on average, she was drinking 6 to 8 litres, which still is absolutely unbelievable. But her weight just crept up and up and she didn't think anything of it until she started having numerous health issues.
Yes, yeah.
So
very important.
But she put it down the sink and she dropped most of her weight and now unfortunately had knee problems through the extra weight she'd put on, but now she's just drinking her water and feeling a whole heap healthier for it, so it was worthwhile.
And that's incredible. So just recapping those three things, make a mental decision to make a change, get 10 things written down, post them up in front of you, in front of the computer screen, and you can sort of really make some positive changes. Cut down on sugar. You know, be very mindful of what you eat. And if you've got soft drink, tip it down the sink because it's not doing you any favours, even those ones that claim to be sugar-free. Great, great points. Now, also you talk about a number one health problem that people are really struggling with today. So what is that and how can we prevent it?
Well, the biggest thing I'm finding, and even with a lot of clients that I've been talking to, they're coming to me with either pre-incidence of diabetes, and diabetes is actually is becoming a huge problem, with 1 in 7 will be diagnosed with that by 2050, which is, if you look around a group of people, that, you know, that adds up to quite a few. The diabetes is a massive issue, but the most incredible thing about this whole diabetes is that we can actually reduce reduce it by a whopping 89% if we do one of the things that we do know about, and that is, of course, doing some physical activity up to, you know, starting with 30 minutes a day at a brisk pace, walking, whatever it is that's good for you. Food choices, eating obviously more fruit and vegetables. We're not eating enough of those. And also, obviously, I'm keeping low on the alcohol intake. I never say don't have any because everyone likes a glass now and then. But, you know, less than two drinks a day. Smoking is absolutely critical from its own health perspective.
Yes.
And also the sleep factor. We're finding as we're getting more and more, I guess, busy, stroke stressed, our jobs increasing in what we need to do, that the people who are getting 6 hours of sleep and less, 4.5 times more likely to develop higher blood glucose readings, which in turn leads to diabetes.
Wow.
So they're all things that we ourselves, if we just find time in our week and around our hectic schedules to do to make some good choices on what we're doing with our time, that you don't want to be one in seven people with diabetes, that's for sure.
Oh, no, not at all. And one of the things that surprised me was that you don't necessarily have to be overweight to be on the borderline of diabetes. Of course, being a healthy weight does certainly help, and I know a lot of people who are unfortunately overweight do then go on to get diabetes. But my brother, who, I mean, he's sort of in his 60s, was just diagnosed as borderline. And you look at him and you'd never think that, you know, because he exercises, he's done all these things, but he's been told you need to watch out. So now, of course, he needs to look at his diet, maybe increase his exercise, those sorts of things, just to make sure. But that stress, the sleep, that's something we often don't consider. And that you said, it can 4.5 times higher chance of developing diabetes. That certainly is a wake-up call, isn't it?
Well, I can also, not only from a diabetes perspective, but as far as the sleep goes, average adult should be around, where possible, the 8 hour mark, which we've all heard before, and anything less than the 6 and under, you really, the chances of being able to lose any weight and keeping our weight down is so much higher when you don't sleep well and good sleep. And studies have proven that. So sleep is critical for so many things, that's for sure. And I mean, unfortunately, if you're out there and you're doing shift work, well, it's not a lot of fun.
No. So, and I know when you're feeling
more challenging.
Yeah, absolutely. When you're feeling really tired, it impacts everything, doesn't it? I mean, you may not feel like going out for a walk, or if you do have go to a gym, or you do see a personal trainer, or you don't feel like cooking, so what do you reach out for? The easiest thing that's there, and those easiest options are not always the healthiest. So I think that sleep, and I know myself, I tend to be one that sort of stays up till all hours and get up at, you know, quite early as well. So that's a huge reminder. Now, talking about exercise and even eating well, I know that people can start off with the best of intentions. They do all these things, get everything set up, but then as time goes on, and that time span can be different for everybody, how do we keep our motivation levels up so that we don't give up?
Yes, I mean, it's a big one, because everyone always have great intentions, and they do start and they often get into a good little pattern, but unfortunately they can't sustain it. So some of the things that can be of benefit is, like, have you got a friend that you can buddy up with that's obviously can exercise at similar times as you, or even if it's just a phone call to talk to someone and where you're at. Writing down goals on where you want to be, a short and medium and long term, is something I love doing, because if you write down, yes, I'm going to walk and I will hold myself to that, and, you know, use someone within your family to basically some accountability to be able to, you know, keep moving forward and get out there and do something. And sometimes even trying something different, because we do get in a bit of a rut with the certain things that we do. And if you think, well, instead of, you might walk and think, I'm sick of that, it's boring, try going the opposite direction, like mix it up. We're always, it's good to look for different things out there and try something new. And of course, you can always talk to me, because online motivation is one of the things I specialize in as a health coach. So my middle name is Help People Get Motivated. So
love that. And I think what's really important, and one of the tips that you shared, was to write down goals, long-term goals and short-term and medium goals too. Because often if we're someone that requires a bit of a longer plan, because we want to lose more kilos, or we have more kilos to lose, looking at it as a big picture thing, like, you know, 30 kilos or 20 kilos, it can be really overwhelming, can't it? And then, you know, each day, if you break it down into weeks and even sometimes into days, every day that you have done the right things, you've made the right choices, you've, you know, taken a walk, done your exercise, that's one day closer to your ultimate goal, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think people get very caught up in having to, they want to achieve weight loss or getting fitter really, really quickly. And the big thing to understand is really a life process. You might have put on, you know, oh my gosh, I'm extra 5 kilos or whatever, but how long did it take you and how long have you been at that extra 5 kilos? Mm. And if we look back on that, I normally find with clients, it's at least 5 years or whatever. And you've got to allow, some of it's only 12 months, but then they want to lose it within 1 month. Yeah. And it's just sometimes difficult to do that. I'm a big believer in taking baby steps one at a time. Tick off your little successes that you've done. You know, one client said, oh, guess what? I haven't had any Coke at all for the whole week and I'm very proud of myself. You know, that's one thing, but one thing that's already helping the step towards getting closer to where they want to be on an energy level. Even if it, and again, if you off your sugars, do it for it. Like start off, if you can stay off sugars for 4 to 5 days, you won't even want it after a while. And then that becomes another little achievable step that you've made. Mm. So that's, yeah. Just, praise yourself for the little things. We always say, oh, we've done it now. Let's wait till Monday and start again. Try not to look back, but look forward and don't – everyone is so hard on themselves.
Oh, yes. I have to admit that sometimes, you know, you'll eat something and you think, oh, well, I shouldn't have eaten that. Well, I might as well eat the whole packet now. And you sort of think, well, hang on a minute. Had you just stopped at that one
Tim Tam? Yeah, that's right. And we tend to be on a nice vicious circle. Then you hate yourself even more for them giving you – so it's about – and that's where having a lot, like, you know, nice deep breaths, you know, take a breath before you go to eat something because we tend to eat on emotional levels. And when we get like that, we get annoyed at ourselves and then you're already angry. So you go stuff it and then blow it. So exactly. I've got one other little tip to share because one thing, of course, when we're trying to lose weight, and this is, I suppose, even more so for the women, but also for men too, we tend to want to jump on the scales and where are we at? What are we doing? And, you know, rely on that so much. There's a good trick, and that is hop on the scales and you want to roughly know where you're at because we all know, want to know roughly what we weigh.
Yeah.
And the best thing to do is actually get on every day at the same time and consistently get on for 7 days and record for 7 days what you were and then take the average out of that week.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, especially women, we fluctuate during the month and things like that. Yeah. Take the average of the 7 days and that's a better indicator of where we're at as a starting point. And then wait a few weeks, especially if you're into doing some extra fitness and you want to get a bit of an idea. But then don't get on again for at least a few weeks or so and then do your average again.
Yeah. And I think that can really be something that challenges us and where we may have a hiccup where we think, oh my goodness, you know, that I've just gone up again. But as you say, if you weighed yourself in the morning one time and then in the afternoon another time and you're wearing different clothes and all sorts of different things, that can certainly make an impact. But I think what's really important, it's a lifestyle change, isn't it? I mean, you're talking about having a healthy lifestyle. This isn't something that we should just be doing for the short term, particularly for those of us in business. I mean, we need to maintain our integrity with all this for our health and wellness because it does impact how you show up at work. And I know if I'm tired and if I've eaten something which I think, oh gosh, you know, I shouldn't have done that, that really does impact how you show up and how you do your work. So it's so important. This is really our lifestyle change, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you've really got a question like how much is your health worth, you know, from the point of view that we take our health for granted until we don't have it. So therefore, we've got to treat our body like a piece of the fastest Porsche or lovely car that you'd always want to own.
Yes.
Because you basically need to treat it like that, like with tender loving care rather than throwing anything you like down your mouth, and that includes fluids as well. Because the more you look after yourself, and the body is made to move, that's why from an exercise perspective, you know, we really need to do some, you know, moving. We've got to move, whatever it is, you know. Doing some weight work is so beneficial for our bodies. We are meant to lift and carry things, but doing it correctly, some resistance work, and then in turn we feed it correctly, and then we run a whole body's run run better. And from a business perspective, you will just have so much energy, you won't know what to do with yourself.
Which is great. Which is great. And of course, because things are rolling forward and it's all positive, that impacts. So, you know, you continue, you're inspired and motivated to continue doing that. Now, I know for a lot of ambitious entrepreneurs, particularly women, we can get stuck because we don't really have the resources or the information or the right information to follow or even the support. And I know that you, Leanne, you're about to launch an online fitness and health membership site. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, I'm really excited about this because I guess my passion is fitness and health. And the more I can get out to people and share my knowledge with everyone is really what I want to do. And of course, everyone has so many different areas on what they want to know about. So I'm launching an online fitness site. It's going to have some fantastic information on it, nutrition, what exercises are good, what weight loss, little tips, fact sheets on if you have an injury, some rehabilitation around it. Any and stress matters, like some tips on that. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's going to be totally full of information and you can find it at the ease of a click and basically get all the information you need at the drop of the hat. It will help you to keep you motivated. So, but I thought, well, while I've got the opportunity to talk to you, I thought, well, why don't I help people to get on board and make that first step for the day? So if they want to head to a website, getting everyone and foundation members, I'm actually offering the first month free and so they can actually trial it and have a look at it with constant new information added. You may even want to know things like how to better your golf game and what exercises can I do better at golf. Wow. That'll be on there. Like if you've had children and you're like, oh, I can't lose those last few kilos, that will be there. How can I, you know, lose that baby weight? I'm stuck at home in my business. What exercises? I hate gyms. What can I do?
Yeah.
You name it. All that kind of information will be there.
Fantastic. Now, I know we're going to write the link down on the show blurb, but for those listeners who are hearing us through iTunes channel and don't have the show blurb, what is the web address?
Yes, it's www.gethealthnow.com, but between the words get health, so we have www.get, then we have a dash and the word health, and then a dash, and then now. .com. So it's get-health-now.com.
Fabulous.
So if you go to that, you'll be able to sign up and put your information down, and then I will be offering a free month's membership for you to have a bit of a look at everything I'm doing there.
Fantastic. Look, Leanne, it was great to catch up with you. I think it's such an important reminder that to make sure that we show up as the best in our work and in our business, we really need to maintain our own health and well-being. And, you know, if we've been today, well, actually a few days ago here in Australia, it was the first day of winter. And that's when we tend to let things lapse. You know, we have the extra roll or whatever, you know, just to comfort food in the cold. But let this be a challenge to us that, you know, this winter be the time where you say, you know what, no, I'm not going to do that. Let's sign up to Leanne's website, and of course that web address again so that you can write that down is get-health-now.com, and sign up and get that 1 month free so that at the end of our winter season we can be fit and healthy and not have to then go and think, oh no, it's spring and, you know, all coming up and all that sort of stuff and starting all over again. So thanks so much for sharing your wisdom, and it's certainly been helpful, lots of helpful tips that you shared today, Leanne.
Thanks, Anne-Marie. It was great to be able to chat to you.
You've been listening to The Ambitious Entrepreneur. If you're struggling to get more clients and charge what you're worth, get our free 7-step audio series on how to get noticed, hired, and paid what you're worth at bit.ly/chargeyourworth. That's bit.ly/chargeyourworth.